It is the Tuesday morning show. I'm Heidi Holton with John Bauer. Food shelves across our region work hard to keep food on their shelves for those who need it. March is Food Share Month, and here to tell us more, Sue Esty. She's Executive Director at Second Harvest North Central Food Bank. Thanks for being here.
Thank you. Good morning.
So things are getting low now? And is the need to fill up those shelves?
Yes, this is the time of year when food shelves have used up a lot of the reserves and the food donations that came in over the holidays. So it's the perfect time to start stocking the shelves because the supplies are down and the need is always there. So the need doesn't go away just because the holidays are over.
So the holidays allow you to, people really step up during the holidays.
Absolutely. That's the time most people remember to help their neighbors in need. But the need continues all year long. So that's why this March campaign is so important, because not only does it bring awareness of the fact that the need continues, but it gives all of the food shelves in the area an opportunity to raise some funds and to leverage those additional dollars that are raised by the Minnesota Food Share campaign in the metro. So now is the best time to give, because your donation will go further.
Yeah, explain that a little bit. What happens there?
Well, all the food shelves in the region have their own March campaign, and they will raise a certain amount of money. They report what they raise during March to the Minnesota Food Share organization. And at the same time in March, the food share is running a campaign primarily in the metro to raise additional money. And then the more you raise locally, the greater your share of those funds will be. So it's not a match, but it's a great time to leverage your donation and get more funds in for your food shelf at this time of year.
So Second Harvest serves many, many food shelves, right? How many do you serve, or what's your region again?
Second Harvest in Grand Rapids provides service from basically the area from International Falls to Princeton, kind of that north central slice of Minnesota. And we work with about 35 other partner food shelves in the region. And then, but every community in the state pretty much has a local food shelf. I mean, there's one in every community where local people get together and help their neighbors in need. It's a great grassroots effort of people helping their own neighbors, and this is a time that you can really help those folks in their efforts to feed your neighbors by donating now, because it goes so much further.
Are there any communities or food shelves that do better than others, and why?
Well, it's really about the effort put into the asking your community for help, and then how the community feels about the food shelf. But, you know, food shelves are really such a necessary organization in every community that most of the time they get great support. And, you know, but even if your food shelf isn't asking you for funds, that now's it, or for food donations, now's a really good time to give. Whether they're out there asking or not, they need the help, and it makes a big difference right now.
So how much does a dollar get? I know you talk about how far you can spread a buck. Tell us a little bit about that.
A dollar donated can provide about 5 meals.
Wow.
Because, you know, the food is basically free. There's just this additional, you know, handling fee that has to go on to it. You know, we don't get the food here for nothing. The food is free, but the shipping, the trucking, the warehousing, the distribution, you know, there's expenses there. But when we're leveraging so much donated food, it goes a long way.
And money much better than giving food, right?
Absolutely. We encourage all donations, big or small, and food donations are very welcome, but a dollar goes a lot further because of the value, the ability for food shelves to get that donated food from their local food bank and turn it into a lot of meals for people in need.
Well, yeah, if you just think about my dollar could be 5 meals. That's amazing.
It's amazing. We got to start giving her some money.
I know. Where's your...
It's in my pocket.
Okay.
Now is the time.
That's right. We're talking. And how's the best way to do it? So through your organization, we'll help all the food shelves.
No, everyone should donate to their local food shelf directly.
All right.
Yep, now is the time. Yeah, support your local food shelf directly.
Okay.
And they then use those dollars to leverage great support from their local food bank. Both, we have a Feeding America Food Bank in Grand Rapids, Crookston, Duluth, and so between all of us, we're providing support for every food shelf in every county in the state.
Tell us about your volunteers. You wouldn't make it without them, would you?
Oh, volunteers are great. Most food shelves are operated almost entirely by volunteers. So it's people helping people, and they're doing it because they want to, because they feel good about giving back, and you know that it just it's a great thing to do is to come in and help people with food. There's nothing you can do that's more important and that gives you a better feeling than helping others eat.
So let's talk about needing to use a food shelf, because we're all going to hit some tough times in our lives and we might need help, and we might need help with getting food, but it's a hard step to take, I think.
Right. Most people who are using food shelves are just trying to make ends meet, and they're not able to. So food shelves fill a gap in people's ability to meet their own needs. So people in general will go in and out of needing help. It's some situational. A person might get help for a few months, just enough to get on their feet. It's really a gap filler. People don't live on the food they get from a food shelf. The food shelves fill a small gap in people's ability to meet their own needs. So that's what we're there for, to help people get by when their funds are low and they still need to eat. I always say that if you're down to your last, you know, few dollars, put gas in your car and get to work or get to school and come to your local food shelf for help with food, because we can help you with food, and we want you to be able to get on with your life and move forward and take care of your needs, school, work, healthcare, whatever you need. And food shelves are there to help you with that little bit of food to help you get by.
You maybe can't answer this because there are so many food shelves, but how often, if you need help, how often can you go in?
In general, people visit food shelves about once a month.
Okay.
That's kind of the guideline. Of course, if people are really hurting and they need help more, they won't be turned away, but once a month is a guideline.
And what might someone get to help them for once a month?
What might someone get from a food shelf?
Are they walking away with a couple bags of groceries, or what are they doing?
And it actually comes out to be around, you know, somewhere between 15 and 25 pounds of food per person in your family. So it's a lot of food. And it will be anywhere from fresh produce, milk, frozen meat, canned foods. It's just a good mix of everything. And you know, we have a lot of great healthy choices at food shelves now. It isn't about cans and boxes anymore. It's a lot about produce and perishables and healthy choices. So a person will leave with a really good assortment of food that they can thrive on
based on their need. A single person coming in versus a mother of five kids or something. Right.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. A person is eligible to get food for every person in their household. So yes, a family of five will leave with a lot more food than a family of one.
And they can choose what they need, what they want for their families. If they have a couple of their kids have nut allergies, for instance, they're not going to be sent home with all these nut bars.
Exactly. Most of the food shelves have moved to a choice model, which is what you're talking about.
Okay.
So that people will choose what foods you work for them from what the food shelf has to offer. I mean, so not all food shelves are run that way. There are still a few where you will get a prepacked box, but almost all of them will move to a choice model. So, yep, you get to choose what works for you.
Okay, it's March's Food Share Month. What's the best way to find out where to donate, where people might be living that are listening to us right now?
You can call 211. And get that number.
Oh, okay.
You know, they'll be able to tell you where your local food shelf is. On most food banks' websites, there's a find food. So on our website, for example, you can go on there and find food and get directions to your local hunger relief organization.
All right, that's Sue Esty, Executive Director of Second Harvest North Central Food Bank. Sue, thanks for coming in. We'll have you in again soon.
Thank you so much.